making order out of chaos. That is the Word of God. Understanding that word that we might find encouragement for today and hope for tomorrow, that's this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our time together today will take us back to God's Word that we might find that hope, that strength, that encouragement for our daily walks in Christ. Won't you join us? For today's edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, we're thankful you're with us here today at Abounding Grace. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden URC, and this week we're taking up a study in Luke chapter 13 on repentance. I stumbled on this statement to begin the series this week. Thomas Fuller once said, "You cannot repent too soon because you do not know how soon it may be too late." That is just a very impactful statement. Let me say that again. It's so important. You cannot repent too soon because you do not know how soon it may be too late. It's that short but full statement I'm going to unravel this week. What does true repentance look like? Just how important is this with Jesus? And we all would have to say a statement like what I just read by Fuller really does sum it up well. Repentance cannot be delayed. Jesus' message right out of the gates when he began his earthly ministry, the first words were, "Repent and believe." And delaying in repentance and faith in him, even for a minute, is playing with fire because no one can have a guarantee that we will be here tomorrow. Amazingly, you would think that if Jesus was so serious about this, we would take repentance that much more seriously. But in our day, the message about sin, its consequences, the need for repentance are one of the last things people want to hear about. But this was, like it or not, Jesus' message right out of the gates. Repent and believe, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we must take seriously our Lord's call to evaluate our lives and ask whether we have truly come to him in genuine repentance. Because there are many deceived as to what Christianity is today. So this morning, we are going to consider Jesus' teaching on repentance and the great and urgent need for it in our lives. Now, the motivation for Jesus' discourse and subsequent parable here in Luke chapter 13 are important to pursue. In chapter 12, verse 1, you'll find that a large group of people had gathered together to Jesus. And listen to Luke 12, verse 1. "In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples." Now, we can almost picture this. So many, the word literally, meaning countless thousands, had come together to hear him, so that they were even trampling each other. Now, what Jesus does here is begin to direct his teachings at either the disciples or the crowd. You will find this change of address all the way until our text today in chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. And what we find is that Jesus is concerned to provide instruction about what it means to belong to his kingdom. This is just a very, very fascinating section of scripture. Surely what you will notice is that there is a progression in his thought. He's building towards a climax here. He had warned about the foolishness of riches and living for the enjoyments of this life. He gave many words regarding the importance of living this life in preparation for his second coming. But as we approach verse 54, we notice a sort of turn or change in his thought. His emphasis turns to that of time. If everything he had previously said stressed how to live in the present, he is now going to show us how short the present really is. What sort of perspective we ought to have during the time that has been allotted to us by God himself. And Jesus powerfully drives home his point. We can't afford to backpedal. We simply don't have the prerogative to put Jesus off. We don't have the right to take his kingdom lightly because by this time tomorrow, we could be gone. And then what? Then what? And that is exactly what Jesus goes on to say. With all of these thousands upon thousands standing before him, if you look at the emphasis, if your Bibles are open today in Luke chapter 12, verse 54, "When you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, A shower is coming, and so it is, hypocrites. You can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern the time? Now's that for a gospel call. You almost wonder how soft we'd really become in our day with the constant concern of offending someone. Jesus didn't worry about that. Jesus is saying when you talk about the weather, you get it right as if it's going to be sunny or cloudy. But when it comes to the most important thing of saving your souls and your need to be saved, you are indifferent and completely ignorant. How can you not discern that it's the last hour? That your days are short? That soon enough judgment is coming, like a mist that appears and then vanishes? Oh yes, beloved, the axe is laid to the root of the trees, said Jesus. And he's making it clear, and very soon that tree is going to fall. And then Jesus goes on in the same sort of tone. Yes, and why even of yourselves do you not judge what is right? When you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort to, along the way, to settle with him, lest he drag you to the judge, and judge drag you to the officer, and the officer throw you into the prison. I tell you, you shall not depart from there until you have paid the very last mite. Again, notice Jesus' emphasis on time here. You better get the matter cleared up right away with whoever you're caught in a dispute with. You better settle the matter out of court, because if it goes to trial and you get thrown into jail, there's no coming out. You're on death row. Now let's summarize all this. The time is short. If you're so wise so as to be able to know what the weather's like, you better know that the kingdom of God is at hand. And if you don't square matters now with God, you'll find yourself in hell later when it's too late. Too late. That's Jesus' whole message here. You better be squared with God right away. Now, in the midst of this teaching, we read that obviously some of those from the multitude brought a case before him. Now we get to our text this morning. Listen to Luke chapter 13, verse 1. There were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And so in the middle of his teaching, a certain group who literally in verse 1 proclaimed to him obviously something that had become very known to the people. Pilate had killed a group of Galileans when they brought sacrifices to God. Pilate, of course, is known in history as a very violent and ruthless man, and in some way became involved in crushing the Galileans. The Galileans were followers of Judas Galonites, and it had been said that he had taught that it was unlawful to pay taxes to Caesar, and also forbade sacrifices to be offered for the emperor and the Roman people. Whatever the case, whether it was these things that prompted Pilate to do such actions, we do not know. But whatever the case, when these Galileans came to bring their sacrifices to God according to the law of Moses, Pilate slaughtered them so that their blood was actually mingled with the blood of the animals that were offered. It was a terrible desecration of the offerings and a cruel form of torture. Now, what comes across here is that these people approached Jesus bringing up this incident, not because they thought Pilate was such a bad guy, but rather they saw it as a judgment from God because these Galileans were bad sinners. Now, think about this. It almost all makes sense. If there's any place one might be safe, if there's any place that one might receive the protection of God, it would have to be in the place of worship, especially if you're presenting sin offerings. We would think we'd be completely safe here. And to think that there actually might be slaughtered on the altar and that their blood mixed with the animals, well, that can only say one thing. God was angry because they had done something very wrong. They must have been terribly evil, or God would never have allowed such things. I guess that would be similar to the bad things that happen today, whether it be tsunamis, the crashing down of buildings, 9/11, whatever. You put all these things in these terms, people often have said, well, it must be God's judgment upon people because of their sinfulness. I've heard that stuff said. That God judged people for their wickedness, and that's why these things happen. Is that the right approach? Is that the message that we should be communicating? Well-known Christian pastors saying things like this, even today, Christian pastors. Surely we have to recognize God is sovereign over everything. I mean, Amos 3:6, if there's a calamity in a city, will not the Lord have done it? As one pastor said, what men call accidents are traceable to the finger of God. He's all-knowing. He determines the end from the beginning. But do you hear the issue in question today, my friends? Do you see what is so dangerous when people go around using this kind of language? Jesus had just got done teaching about the kingdom and about the urgency of pressing into it, the need for it. He had said, you can discern the weather, but you can't discern your need for me. He had talked about people being out of relationship with God and with this sort of analogy. He says, you need to get right with the Lord. And here comes these people, obviously speaking about the terrible things that have happened to others, solely with the notion they must have been bad to deserve God's wrath. Now, what this says is by nature, we have a proud heart who we always look at other people as worse than ourselves. But here we're left with the question, is their observation right? Well, we can only understand the right approach to this when we consider how Jesus addresses this. Listen to verse 2, my friends. And Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. What a response. But what do we make of it? Jesus knows the propensities of our hearts, my friends. He knows that we tend towards self-righteousness. And he is saying here, you have no right to look upon the disasters of others, or even when they happen, as if they deserved that more than you. But you better consider your own dangers and remedy for what is to come upon you if you don't repent. And Jesus is making it very clear, everyone deserves the utmost judgment of God's wrath right now because of their sin. And you see, my friends, as Jesus is telling us here, people are delaying this. They're putting it off as if they won't have to give an account for their lives. They study the weather. They study, as Jesus said, everything else under the sun. They do not reconcile their relationship with the Lord, and soon that tower could fall on them. That is the whole message here. There's an urgency to the gospel. There's an urgency to repent and believe in Jesus because this day, this night, he could be here in judgment. And friends, if you are not found in him, I have bad news. You will suffer an eternity in hell. That is what the Bible teaches. But if you do have Jesus, and this is the wonderful news that I get to present to you today, if you do have Jesus and you've believed in him, rested in him, looked to him, you have his very righteousness imputed to your account so that the Father embraces you with loving arms. You become a son. You become received into his kingdom, never to know his wrath, but only to know his love. And that comes only through Jesus Christ. Repent and believe in him today and know what it means to have life and to have it abundantly in this Savior. Worship services at the Linden United Reformed Church are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com, or you may give us a call if you have any questions, 360-318-0429. Thank you for joining us today, and may the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.